I know for sure this is episode 109 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. On my last podcast, I really didn't know until after I'd finished what episode it was. But I know this is 109. Hey everybody, Ron here. Welcome to the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Lost Trail Runner podcast is produced every so often instead of every other week like it should be for your listening enjoyment, and show notes are found at losttrailrunner.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lost Trail Runner and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Well, this afternoon I'm out at Stone Mountain Park. I'm walking right now. I just finished a bike ride. As you may remember, if you listened to my last podcast, episode 108, I had mentioned that I had taken my mountain bike in to get it refurbished because my son wanted me to do some riding over in Carrollton with him. So I got that bike back yesterday after I ran at the Greenway Trail with Laura. And so today I decided I'd come out here to Stone Mountain because the road around the mountain's about 5 miles. So I figured it'd be a good test of the bike, see how it handled after I got it all worked on. And I didn't realize there's two different kind of shapes. There's running shape, right? And there's bicycling shape. And I am definitely not in bicycling shape, man. I thought I was gonna die, particularly going uphill. So I see I've got to do some serious cycling to get in any kind of shape to ride any distance. You got to get your rear end in shape for the saddle, and your legs, man, going uphill, it's amazing how your quads just lose strength so quick. But I ended up having a decent ride. I rode a little over 7 miles and lived through it. So once I finished that, I decided, well, I got my recorder with me. Why don't I just go out and walk on the trail over towards Indian Island and do a little bit of recording since I haven't got anything else better to do. So here I am. Of course, it's so close to the last podcast, I really don't know if I've got anything to talk about. As I'd mentioned in the last one, I'd gone out to that George Pierce Park and ran on that Ivy Creek Trail. And then, what did I do the next day? I don't even have a clue. I'd have to go back and look. But yesterday, I went over to Lilburn Park and walked for a couple of miles around noontime. And then I met Laura a little after 4:30 in the afternoon after she got off work, and we ran 5K, 3.1. So 5K, slow on the Greenway Trail. And then when we finished that run, I drove over to the Bicycle Doctor. That's a bike shop that I had taken the bike to, and picked up my bike and brought it home. And the thing looks like a brand new bike. I'm really surprised. I think I got that bike probably, 93, 94. So it's not a new bike. But they replaced the 7-speed cassette on the back and they replaced the bearings in the front wheel, totally stripped the bike down and cleaned it, redid the shift levers, put new tires on it, new brake cables, shifting cables, brake pads, you name it. It's like a brand new bike, and it's shiny. I mean, I've never had that bike that clean. It's just amazing. And then I brought it out here today and rode it, and it rides good. It's just I've got to get used to riding again. I mean, that mountain bike, I ride in more leaned over position, more similar to like a road bike, my road bike, not setting so much upright. Well, I haven't ridden in that position for like 3 or 4 years now, so it's like having to get used to doing it all over again. I got muscles and things that just don't bend that way anymore, particularly my neck. Oh, you know, having to lean your head back because you're leaning forward. It's something to get used to, but, you know, that's the way it goes. So I'll be riding that bike for probably 2 or 3 days a week at least, and start building up some mileage on it. Plus, I'm going to have to get my bike trainer back. I've got it set up. I just don't have air in the tires on the bike I got on my bike trainer. And I'll have to check the battery on my power meter and see if I need to replace that. And then I can also supplement my bike riding indoors on my Kinetic road machine, which will be good also. And that should help my running, you know. That's what I'm hoping for, as well as enjoying riding the bike, getting stronger running. So, goes back a long time ago, back in the early 90s when I used to do triathlons. After a while, I got where I really didn't want to do the swim anymore. I don't know why, because when I was a kid, I was a swimmer. I wasn't a bicyclist or a runner. But it's just like, I guess when you swim so much, when you're younger, you just get burned out. Maybe, I don't know. Other people don't, but I apparently did. So I'll be back to riding and running again, which is good. So I'm on the trail headed out to Indian Island. It's nice and peaceful out here. But you'll probably hear trains in the background because there's a train that runs around the mountain that tourists ride, and I go over the track a couple of times on this trail, and I don't know when the train left with its last thing. Plus, they're filming something out here. The direction I'm heading towards Indian Island, there's a parking lot out that way, and they've got all sorts of vans and everything else set up as a base camp for filming. Now, they used to film Sleepy Hollow out here, and maybe that's another season of Sleepy Hollow they're starting to film or something. I don't know. I'd have to look at the sign. They put signs out on the road so that the crew members can find out where they're setting up for the day. And the sign doesn't mean anything. It says SG1 on it, I think. And I'm not sure what SG1 means. When they filmed Stranger Things out here, it was ST. Stranger Things, right? That was easy to figure out. But I don't know what SG1 is. Maybe you've got a clue, but I don't. So I figure I'll walk out about a mile and then turn around and go back, get a couple of miles in for the day. I don't know if I'll get my Fitbit steps in for the day or not, but this will help anyway. When I first got out here, it was about 90 degrees, but it's kind of clouded up a little bit, and I think there's a forecast of possibly some kind of rain this evening. And it's cooling down right now, which is a good indication that maybe a front's coming in or something. And I hope it doesn't rain before I get back to the car. But if it does, I guess I'll just get wet. And I'll try to hide this recorder so it doesn't get messed up. I see the trail comes close to a road here, and somebody's got a car parked out on the road with the radio up loud. So you might be able to hear it. This trail runs through the woods all over the park, but you're never far away from roads or sidewalks and stuff like that. So you're not like in a wilderness area on this trail like you might be if you're out in a national forest or a national park or something like that. This is a fairly tame situation as far as running on a trail. I mean, the trail's not, it's a fairly technical trail, but it's not out in the boonies. It's pretty close to everything. So got about 8/10 of a mile in so far. I'm up to my exercise level. If I'm going to get ready for that 15K, I got to do everything I can. And I hope that the adding the bicycling makes some difference. I still got to work on that video that I filmed out at George Pierce Park. I haven't put it together yet. And I've been thinking about, you know how when you're holding the camera and you're running in the jiggles, well, I ordered a GoPro Karma grip, it's called. It's a stabilizer. I think it's got a motor in it and everything. So when you're running, it'll be like you're standing still as far as any camera jiggle, hopefully. It's supposed to really make your videos look more professional instead of bobbing around and all. Now, the question is if that grip has any way that I can put it on like a harness, you know, like that I can wear. Like, I've got a harness that I can put my GoPro on, that the chest strap. If I could put that Karma grip on something like that where I wouldn't have to hold the handle while I was running, it would be a whole lot easier, because then I could just run and not have to worry about it. I'm almost to the grist mill, so I'll be turning around a little bit because I'm right at, it just hit a mile. Okay, after I get about another half of a tenth, I'll turn around. Cause I never do just 2 miles or whatever. I always put an extra tenth in there. If you look at any of my Strava stuff or any of that, it's always like 2.11, 3.11. Because a lot of times when you upload this stuff, for some reason it'll lose a tenth. So I always put an extra one in there So I'll be sure to get like 3 miles if I'm doing 3 miles, or 2 miles if I'm doing 2 miles. Because it just irks me if I say run 3 miles and I upload it and it goes 2.9. For some reason, it just irritates me. So I always put in an extra tenth just to have it there. I'm just weird that way. Okay, I'm at the grist mill. I'm going to turn around here and go back. You can probably hear. Well, I'll walk down to the water wheel. You can hear it squeaking away. And you can hear the train. You can hear the water and the grist mill wheel, you know, the water wheel. Okay, I'm headed back now. This is what Adam Curry used to call a sound seeing tour back when he first started podcasting. I used to listen, well, I still listen to some of his stuff, and Father Roderick from Holland. Those were some of the original podcasters I used to listen to that got me interested in doing it. And of course, Steve Runner was one. Brett from ZenTri was one. All those guys influenced me into starting to do it. And then I just kept doing it. Not as much as I should. I mean, I've been doing it like from 2007. I've been podcasting. And how many episodes do I get? This is my 109th episode of this particular podcast. I think I got 133 episodes on Ron's update. So combined, yeah, I've got a couple hundred. But I'm not a prolific podcaster. I would like to be. I really, you know, I keep telling myself I'm going to get organized and I'm going to get this podcast where it has different sections to it and all those kind of things, because I listen to some of these, what I mentioned the other day with professional podcasts, and I said I would never be one. Well, that's true, because every time I start to think about getting organized and doing all that kind of stuff, I go, why? I don't make any money doing this. I mean, it's not a business. I'm doing it because I want to do it. So why go to all the hassle of trying to do all these things when I can just grab my recorder, go walk in the woods like right now and talk to you. And just, you know, just record. I was thinking, after I went out on episode 108, I was thinking, you know, I said I did the race, the 3.5 mile trail run, then I'm going to do the Deep South 15K, and I'm going to do Peachtree, then I'm going to do the Galloway Half. And I was thinking, that's only 4 races in a year. I used to do 30 races in a year. So maybe I'll start doing some shorter races more often, because I mentioned that I wanted to get faster than I have been running. And if you start running 5Ks pretty regularly, you're gonna pick up speed somewhat, because it's kind of like speed training, you know. It's in a race environment, but it would be more of a speed training workout, just forcing yourself to run faster. So I'll probably do that. The wind's blowing pretty hard out here. I don't know if you can hear it in the trees. I don't know if the mic's picking it up or not. I've got one of those foam things over the mic. It's supposed to cut down on the wind. I don't know. Well, I'm gonna shut the mic off for a little bit and maybe come back later. Remember a while ago when I was fumbling around trying to figure out where I'd run the day before I ran with Laura? Finally figured it out. I ran over at Bethesda Park. That's where I recorded episode 108. I walked before I ran, and then I ran 4 miles. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So now I'm out here at Stone Mountain. And this is Thursday, so I recorded episode 108 on Tuesday, maybe? That sound right? Yeah, has to be. Yep, okay. So, got my memory back. Feel much better. Sometimes things like that start bothering me. I go, wait a minute, what did I do the other day? And then it finally snaps into place. That was the day I recorded episode 108. Okay, I've got in a little over a mile and 6/10 on the trail. I'm headed back now, and I'll be coming off the trail and then walking up by where the sky lift leaves to go up to the top of the mountain when it's running. There's a walk up on the west side of Stone Mountain that you can go up, and it's a mile, a little over a mile maybe, from the bottom all the way to the top. And we used to run up that thing training back when I was serious, and I haven't walked up there in quite a while. Maybe I ought to start throwing that into my training to get some vertical, because I certainly don't seem to be getting a whole lot in the runs I've been doing. Well, this was almost just like an update. So what I'll do is just make another short podcast of it and put it out to you, and try to be more consistent with these things. That's what I'd like to do. But I would like to have something to talk about, you know. I really don't like to just try to record just to do it without something to talk about. So after today, and I put this one out, there might be some lag between now and the next time, because this is, what, the 11th? Maybe? Something like that, 11th of May. And that 15K Xterra trail race is on the 3rd of June. So I may try to record the morning when I go out there, like record some as I'm getting ready to leave the house, you know, to go down to Jackson, and then record before the race at the registration table, you know, stuff like that. And then maybe take my recorder on the run and every so often just record how I'm feeling, which that might not be anything good to listen to, who knows. But anyway, so that'll probably be my next podcast, is after that race, unless for some reason I just get the urge and I come up with some crazy thing to talk about. About the only thing that would be different to talk about would be my escapade with my bike, you know, how I'm doing riding it. But other than that, not too much, right? So I guess I'll end this particular episode and get it in the can and ship it on out to you. So I guess I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.